North Korea is one of the most secretive regimes in the world. Its leader demands unquestioning loyalty from its citizens. NPR's Lauren Frayer had a chance to hear about what it's like living under those circumstances from the people who know, North Korean defectors. The women she talked with shared stories about life in North Korea the last time tensions with the West were running high.
This video of a North Korean parade last month shows soldiers marching in formation. Lee So-young knows all the steps because she was once one of those soldiers.
All of us soldiers have to march. It unified us and showed off our strength to the outside world.
When famine devastated North Korea in the 1990s, women volunteered for the military in droves, many for the food rations. Lee joined in 1992 and served nearly 10 years. She tried to defect, was imprisoned and tortured, and finally in 2008, she managed to sneak across the Tumen River to China.
자유가 있는 것에 대해서 놀랐죠.
I was shocked by freedom. I didn't need permission to do anything. I couldn't believe there was hot water, hair dryers. I could vote for whomever I wanted, and all the food.
Lee has since become an advocate for female defectors. But from her time in the military, she's able to offer insight into what the North Korean government wants its own people to know. As a soldier, state TV blasted nonstop in her office, she says.
There's a TV in every army barracks. When there was a nuclear test, state TV told us to feel proud, so we did. Even when there were peace talks between North and South Korea, state TV told us it was a ploy for the South to take over our country.
The media in North Korea do not merely report information. Instead, they're a tool for the regime to stir emotion, especially when it feels threatened, as it does now, says John Young-sun, a professor of North Korea studies in Seoul.
Outside pressure on North Korea, sanctions or threats of attack, actually help the regime. North Korea is, as always, on the defensive, and fear rallies people around their dear leader.
And it's not just soldiers. Lee Hyun-se, another defector, was a high school student in 1994 when the Clinton administration came close to a preemptive military strike on North Korea's nuclear program. Her school ended classes and sent the students out digging trenches for months.
We were so scared at the time. We really thought we were going to have war, and then we were proud. Somehow we believed we were going to win in this war because our dear leader, their superior, and God who can make everything happen.
For her, the state was everywhere.
What we hear, what we see the most is the dear leader's name. I'm not joking, it's like 100 times in a day.
On TV, in school, and even in song. During my interview with Lee So-young, the former North Korean soldier, she begins to sing. About becoming a bullet for the dear leader. And then she laughs. She realizes how strange it sounds to sing this here in the South Korean capital. But I was brainwashed, she says, and that's what's scary. Lauren Frayer, NPR News, Seoul.